You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1651. This time, I am joined by HRN founder Glenn the Geek and Jason from Field Guardian Fencing Systems, who will be answering all the questions about electrified fence. Today's podcast is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows you share a secret language with your horse. With just one look, you know exactly what your horse is feeling. Just like you understand every little nuance about each other, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand how the nuances of feed form can help your horse live a healthier life. Sentinel's 100% extruded formulas encourage your horse to eat at a healthier pace. These light, airy nuggets help lower the risk of digestive upsets, too, that may lead to serious health concerns, like feed-related choke. Discover the extraordinary nutritional benefits of extruded feed. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
Well, Jennifer and I are here for the first part in our four-part series on fencing. You know, in all the years we've done the Horse Radio Network, we really never talked about fencing. And what's the one thing that every horse owner has in his backyard?
Fence.
Fence. We all have fence. So we all have to deal with the fencing issues at one point or another. And we had that same predicament when we moved to Florida here in Ocala. And we had an extra layer of difficulty. We needed to put up a permanent temporary fence.
That's referred to as semi-permanent, Glenn.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And then we needed it to, you know, to be here for a couple of years. We're leasing this spot for a couple of years. And then we also needed to be able to take it up and take it with us if we do move. But we also needed something that was going to be strong enough that we have these huge live oak trees out in the backyard with branches and Spanish moss and everything. And I mean, the thing is just littered with trees back there. I know because I've moved about 80 million bushels of leaves out of there in the last couple of weeks. And so we needed it strong enough that if a branch came down, it was going to stay up. It wasn't going to cause problems that way. So Jennifer said, I'll get on it. She's the ace researcher here at the Horse Radio Network, and you looked at about 20 companies.
I was amazed once I really started to dig and surf how many fence companies there are out there. Because I was familiar with fencing of the semi-permanent type like we were using. Just what I saw in stores, in retail stores locally in Pennsylvania. Didn't realize there were lots out there. And I got to looking around and there are lots and lots of fencing companies out there. And they're not all created equal because not only did our fencing have to be semi-permanent and strong enough to withstand weather and limbs and branches, it had to be safe for my horse. And it had to be reasonably attractive. I didn't want something but ugly out there. This is a really attractive, beautiful, what I like to call distractingly beautiful neighborhood that we live in. And I wanted something that would fit in. I didn't want it to look dorky and like, you know, backwoods hot wire fencing. So I had to do a lot of surfing around. And so many of the companies, they weren't able to tick off every box. And we had to find somebody that could tick off every box. And that's a lot of boxes.
Well, I know that just to give a little history, too, we've owned several farms over our lifetimes, big ones. We owned a 100-acre farm and a 40-acre farm. And we fenced in a lot of acres with green tea posts and hot wire. And we found that hot wire was not... Now, this is back in the day before tape, okay? This is 25 years ago when hot wire was it. It's the only thing you could buy at the Tractor Supply were big rolls of hot wire. And the wire would break constantly, and we'd be constantly fixing the fence.
It was rusty all the time.
It was just a mess. And things have come a long way since then.
So, yeah.
And we're happy about that.
Technology has moved forward.
Yes. Well, one of the companies that you checked into and that we ultimately decided to go with and have been terrific to work with is Field Guardian Fencing Systems at fieldguardian.com. And we got on the phone and we chatted with Jason, who's the founder and owner of the company. And, we worked with him and we're going to go through some of that process and how to lay out, how you're supposed to really lay out your pastures and all the details about fencing that you don't think about till you actually go to do it. But so that's what this next four-part series is going to be. We're going to tell you some of the experiences we had, and also we're going to try and give you some helpful hints along the way so the next time you have to put something up, you have some guidance there.
That's the section that's called Don't Make This Mistake.
Yeah, because we all do. So hopefully we're going to help you not make some of those mistakes. Well, Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You made this process, Field Guardian, you and your people, your all of the people there, made this process so easy for us, and we learned a lot, and we want to talk about some of what we learned, because I think one of the big things that I took away from this was the resources that are available with a fencing company like yours that we didn't know we had access to. So we're going to talk about that in as part of this series. But first, tell us about Field Guardian, a little bit about the history of the company.
Well, Field Guardian is a relatively new brand of product for electric fence. We started back in the early 2000s. Sounds kind of funny to say that, but 2003 is when we started. And we were a young company trying to bring new and some different products to farming and the fencing industry. We've all owned our own horses and had our own farms, and so we knew what was out there, kind of like what you just said about the hot fence, the Tractor Supply. And we knew there was something better. And so we started looking for something better, and we brought in products and started developing our own aluminum wire products that would not rust. That very simple, very flexible, but didn't have the rusting problems that old traditional steel wire has. And as we grew, we expanded our product base when we purchased Tipper Tie fencing systems out in 2008. And after that process, we grew rapidly and began selling more through distributorships and dealers and also online straight to retail customers. We developed a lot of new products, and we try to be a little innovative with our new product selections, try to find something a little bit different that perhaps some other companies don't already have. There's a lot of Me Too companies out there that have the same products as everybody else, and so we have those as well. We try to have some new and different products each and every year that we develop and bring to the market.
So is your specialty, like we put up the polytape fence, and we're going to talk about how yours is a little bit different, but is your specialty the polytape, or is it a combination of some other things as well?
Our specialty, I would probably say, is the aluminum wire predominantly. We're very strong in that. There's very few companies across the U.S. that produce it like we do. That's probably our number one characteristic. Secondly is our tapes, ropes, and poly wires, which we're very strong in and make a very good, high-quality product. All these products are made in the U.S. Actually, most of them are made in Georgia. And because of that, we have a very good warranty on all the products, and we don't usually have to use a warranty very often as well. Many of our competitors bring product over from overseas, and the tapes and ropes just don't have the same UV inhibitors introduced during the manufacturing process that we do. They don't tend to last quite as long. Well, so I would say our tapes and ropes are pretty high quality.
As I said at the beginning, not all fencing is created equal.
That is correct.
But it's hard when you're first doing a project, when you buy a place or you get a place that has fencing, and maybe you just have to divide a field in half, you know? It has wooden fencing around the outsides, and you have to divide a field in half. It's the first time you're doing it. You can get lost in the millions of options.
That is correct. There's quite a few options and choices to make when you first start out.
Well, let's talk about some of the options. Who uses the aluminum wire the most? And let's try and stick with horse people here at this point. Is aluminum wire used by horse people, or do they tend to go to the poly rope and poly tape now?
Most horse people will use the poly products, the tape or the rope, predominantly. A lot of the aluminum wire is used on horse farms, but most of it's used in barns or places where horses are cribbing. Or rubbing where they shouldn't rub, and they don't need.
So they're just putting the hot wire over the top, or
exactly. Yeah. They pop them a couple times, and they learn pretty quick not to chew on the wood or anything. But most horse farms go with the poly tape, probably first, and rope second. And most times, poly tape is chosen as a safety barrier. Not only is it very visible to the animals, but the flat surface, if an animal does run into it, if a horse does bump into it, it's smooth and does not have a tendency to cut or slice as a wire product probably would. So when a horse touches it, it's safe, and it has many, many small internal wires woven through the poly that provide a shock to the animal.
We'll get into that. So to describe this for people who don't know what we're talking about, it's about an inch and a half wide, and it looks like tape.
It looks like webbing.
Like a web of some sort. But yet it's got a heck of a lot of strength to it. And
yes, it
has the wires through it that make it electric, that make it hot.
That's correct.
So is the whole thing hot, or just the top and bottom hot, or
it's just the places where the wires run through that are hot. and certain tapes have the wire spread out across the whole surface. Other tapes have wires much closer together, so like bands or streaks of wire running through it.
How are yours set up?
We have some that are both ways.
Oh, okay. You have different kinds. The one we used is the super duty, heavy, super strong kind.
Yep. You probably have the best kind we actually make. It's reinforced. It's high number of wires. It has a 20-year warranty. It's a high quality, very strong product.
It was rated. One of the reasons that Jennifer piped onto this one when she was reading the specs. And by the way, I have to say too, that's something that not all fencing companies are really good at, is putting all the different specs down about each of the products. And you guys are terrific at that. You have a great website, and it really goes through all of that. But one of the things that we needed a tape that was going to hold up if one of these tree branches fell on it. And this thing's rated to 900 pounds.
900 pounds, that's right.
And the post is going to bend before the wire.
Beaker could sit on it, yeah.
The plastic pieces that hold it to the post will probably break before the rope.
Yeah, more than likely. Right.
Which is okay. I mean, that's kind of what you're kind of hoping happens, actually.
You need to have a weak part in every mechanical device or any operation. And the insulators, though they're strong, you want them to break first. That way, it provides a level of safety that if the horse does get tangled up in the fencing, something gives and the animal doesn't get hurt.
That's true. Yeah.
The tape is still hanging there.
Yeah, yeah. It'll spring back up and most likely keep him enclosed. Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, now the polywire, now that is enough to explain polywire and why that might be an option for people.
Well, poly rope is one thing and polywire is a smaller version of poly rope.
Okay.
Usually rope is, like we know of rope traditionally, it's about a quarter inch. It's a twist product. It's what you buy at the hardware store and you want to put up a clothesline or something.
Right.
It looks like that, about that size. The same type of wires that's in the tape is woven through or twisted inside the rope as well. And then a poly wire is a much thinner product. It's probably less than an eighth of an inch, a 16th of an inch wide. It has fewer wires in it. That's mainly used for smaller animals, goats, and around gardens and that sort of thing. Not very often is it used with horses. The rope and the poly rope you might want to change that a little bit. Mark that little spot right there. Poly tape and poly rope are most often used on horse applications. Poly wire is not so much used for horses.
I guess because of the visual aspect, because the poly rope being thicker is relatively easy to see when compared with poly wire. Is that kind of how it works?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Yeah.
And that was always one of the biggest problems with the old wire that
they
couldn't see it. We used to have to hang the red flags all over the fences and, you know, just so they could see it. And at night, they couldn't see it at all.
But the white poly tape that you put up is very visible from a great distance. And it does move in the wind some, and so it's very obvious. And electric fence is also not just a physical barrier, but it's a mental barrier. Once your animal learns that it's there, they tend to stay away from it without even having to be aggressive toward the fence.
Yeah. And I noticed we were out trail riding with some friends the other day, and we got to a juncture in the trail where part of the group headed east and part of the group headed west to go back home. And I could very clearly see our 4-strand white poly tape fence from across a 50-acre field, which kind of impressed me because I knew you could see it comfortably from within the paddock, which is relatively small. But when you put it up according to Field Guardian's recommendations, which is what we did, we asked you guys how we should do it, and you told us exactly what we needed to do. It is a very clear visual barrier, and I'm very impressed with that.
It's good. And it doesn't look bad either. It's a nice visual. As long as it's installed correctly and appropriately, it doesn't bring people's negative attention towards your fence.
Right. From across the field, it just looked like white fence. Mm-hmm. Right. And that was very nice. I knew my horse could see it clearly. I could see it clearly. And it gave a pleasant appearance to the back of our property.
Now, we're going to talk in future episodes here that we've discussed what the various options are for horse people, if you're looking for a temporary, you go for the poly rope or the poly tape. We're going to talk a little bit as we're coming up too, is about what type of posts. One of the problems with the green metal T-posts is the tops tend to get sharp. You're pounding them in with the sledgehammers the way we used to have to do it. Boy, that's a lot easier with the drivers now. But we're going to talk about that, too, about how to make these temporary fences safe for the horses. So they're not only do they look good and they're strong, but they're also safe. And we're going to discuss that in some upcoming episodes here as well. If you want to find out more about the Field Guardian fencing system, it's fieldguardian.com. That's fieldguardian.com. And tune in because we have a lot more helpful advice for you as we come down the pike here in the next three episodes of our fencing special.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.